is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and the First Lady being welcomed at Windsor Castle. That's the music for President Trump's second state visit. ABC's Mary Bruce, also in Windsor.
President Trump was here for an official state visit back in 2019, but it is an incredibly rare honor to have a second official visit like this, something not seen in modern times. But the UK, well aware that President Trump greatly enjoys and values these kinds of displays and that they can be a potent diplomatic tool.
Right now, they're in a carriage procession through Windsor. The 22-year-old man charged with murdering Charlie Kirk in court for the first time yesterday, Tyler Robinson, said to have been texting his roommate with whom he was involved romantically just after the fatal shooting. Israeli troops continue pushing deeper into Gaza City, marking the second day of ground offensive there. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are still in Gaza City amid famine and buildings in rubble. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A parent is suing the Sun Prairie Board of Education. The suit claims the board has held closed-door meetings without telling the public what would be discussed. That's in violation of Wisconsin open meetings law. The suit also alleges the district superintendent failed to take action on known staff misconduct and violations. A middle school teacher in Janesville is charged with sharing an explicit photo of his wife and allegedly sought to exploit children. A criminal complaint against 33-year-old Adam Teal says he was talking with an undercover federal agent online about having seen child pornography and having a desire to molest young relatives. And the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is launching new consumer protection toolkits. Kits include information about common scams and frauds and the different types of scams out there. More information can be found on the DATCAP website. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop it down to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. You can get faster internet with more options and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It's going on 7:03 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Emily will be joining me in just moments. We're going to talk about the new phrase, clocked in. What does that mean? You'll find out in just minutes. Billy Idol on Max FM.
Last night, a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night, a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come, baby. Got a license for love, and if it expires,
pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she's crying low, low, low. With a rebel yell, she's crying more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, they more, more, more. With a rebel yell,
crashing along the dome is up his head.
Non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Well, good morning.
Rise and shine.
I don't understand morning people.
What a glorious day.
Sun shining, birds chirping.
We should be able to hit these people.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Huh? What?
And what do we want this morning?
A lot of people want coffee.
A lot of it.
You need more than coffee.
How about I kick you in the neck?
Okay, then. Coffee's fine.
Well, I guess it's that time.
About that time.
It's showtime.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Wednesday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily at 7:12 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Yes, indeed, it is a morning. Some folks are morning people, some are not. But let's take a look at that morning weather forecast. Today, we have a slight chance of showers this morning. Sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 62. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mostly sunny, a high of 82. Thursday night, shower and thunderstorm chances continue. Mostly cloudy with a low of 58. Friday, again, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms for our afternoon. Partly sunny with a high of 77. I know everyone wants to know about the weekend. Let's talk about slight chances of showers and thunderstorms throughout the weekend. Highs right around 78 degrees as summer weather continues through the weekend. Currently 63 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. And we want to remind everyone about our sale happening over at Max FM, bigdeals.com. We want you to fall into savings with an extra 15% off everything in the store. No code required. Go over to maxfmbigdeals.com and check out before 11:59 to get an extra 15% off everything in the store. Shop local and save big. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today up in here?
Oh, my goodness. I love that energy of that song behind that. That was so great. That show opener was hilarious. My favorite. All of it was great. I'm doing great. I think the thing about morning people and non-morning people, I don't know what our natural kind of, you know, it has to do with the light outside. That's the natural thing, the circadian rhythm, right? I used to be very much an evening person, but I think that that had to do with the kind of hours I worked. So now I get up in the morning and I'm super happy because, you know what? I go to bed really early because I get up in the morning. So,
right. You
know, I think it has to do with a little nature, but a lot of nurture, right?
It does. I would agree with you. Honestly, I've always been one of those people that's up in the morning just because that's when I've gone to work and just have gotten used to that routine. When I started this job originally, I thought, yeah, maybe I would be sleeping in a little bit, and then a month in, surprise, you know.
And not so much.
Not so much, but you know what? I love what we get to do here. I love this. I wouldn't trade this for anything in the world. I love all of our coworkers that we get to work together. We have a great team here, and I just love everything that we get to do, including next Thursday, September 25th. It is the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon starting at 7 a.m. going until at least 4 p.m. We're going to be taking your request all day long, radio appropriate request as well. Just a reminder about that. And we will do those for $5. If you have a dedication, $10 to bump something off the air, a minimum donation of $25. We have a lofty goal of raising $5,000 for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, and we're asking for everyone's help to do that. If we raise that $5,000, your morning show host will get their hair dyed purple and their fingernails painted purple in honor of Purple Thursday in October. So we will be rocking out purple hair and fingernails in October if we get to $5,000. Now, if you want to make a donation ahead of time, please get a hold of us. You can email dave@max.fm or text 608-355-9970. If we get to $2,500 ahead of time, we will have all of our hosts dressing up in something goofy and purple. That's my hint. And
I love this. I love this. This is getting more and more interesting as every hour goes by. So, folks, it's up to you right now. We really, really, really want to get to these goals that we have set. I know we can do it. I feel super positive about this. I know this community that's listening is all full of heart and helping. So let's see it. Let's see it for Hope House. Let's see it for this September 25th event. Let's see it for our goal for this Friday. We are having fun promoting this. We're going to have fun on the 25th in studio doing the Request-a-thon. Again, I listened to it last year and it was hilarious, full of energy. So much fun. So yeah, please give. We really, really appreciate it. We are excited. And, you know, at the end of the day, I want some purple hair and fingernails and whatever else is in store that Dave is making up as we go along.
Well, no, we are making it up. You and I have talked about this, so we'll be dancing around, and we will do a Facebook Live of the silliness if we hit that $2,500 by the end of the week. And right now, we're not there. So I'm feeling very confident that you're not going to get to see us dancing around unless we get to that $2,500. And I'm going to get more confident as the day goes on as well. So
now let me ask you this. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, Dave. In terms of, okay, so I'm just going to speak, this is completely off the cuff, about my own kind of behavior, right? In terms of like the opportunity to,
yes.
No. This is very tame. Just the opportunity to give money, right? If people offer me the opportunity to give money and they make it super easy, like something I can like hit a link right there when they're asking, now do we have any way to do anything like that, or is it only bringing a check up? And I totally put Dave on the spot, by the way. I just want to, I'm just curious for myself.
So we will have a link up for next week, but to do this ahead of time, we just need someone to drop a check off to the Max FM studios, written out to Hope House. And so that check goes directly to Hope House. We ask that you write that check out to Hope House, and they're good, all the money goes directly to them. So we can't put the link up until next week for the request-a-thon, because that ties in with the music request and so forth. But you can email dave@max.fm, and we will make sure we get that in the right hand. So again, if you're committing to it ahead of time, just get a hold of me. And if there's a business that wants to say, yeah, we're going all in on this, please get a hold of me, 608-355-9970 via text, phone call, or email dave@max.fm. And so we have all the information up on our max.fm website. And so that is all ready to go as well. And we're just working on making this a little bit easier as time goes forward. So we look forward to this.
Just ideas out there. Just, you know, I do know that there is a business that I am a fan of that is going to sponsor, and that should show up today, so we'll hear about that tomorrow. But there is, you know, there's lots of ways to get involved in this. If you have any questions or thoughts, please just go ahead and, you know, get in touch with us via text or a text line, because we can answer all the things. We can make it easy for you. You know, whatever you need to do. We're just going to keep on rolling through. There's a lot going on also in our lives on this station. The request-a-thon, is high priority, absolutely 100%. But we also want to, the next 2 weeks, we're also doing a text-to-win thing, and we've got, you know, a bunch of stuff coming up on the calendar in terms of the Waker Great Day Building. There's the indoor market happening. We've got an event coming up for Witches Night Out. There is tons of stuff happening downtown Baraboo in October. So there's a million things going on. So we're just trying to, like, hone down our focus to the 25th of September and the Hope House Radiothon Requestathon. So I know everybody's busy, but let's just put our giving hats on and see what we can do to get to these goals. Yeah,
indeed. And so one thing I do want to talk about super quick, and because I teased this already, is this has been trendy since last year, so it's not brand new, but it's also really not brand new. It's your teenager's new favorite phrase. Clocked it. Google says searches just hit an all-time high. It means what you think, to notice something and take a mental note, but kids are using it much broader than their parents would, Emily.
I kind of like that. I remember using this, I feel like, but I mean, I haven't heard my kids say it yet. And oftentimes that's my radar, right? Is when I hear something come out of my, especially the adolescent, the 12-year-old. The Generation Alpha Gen is saying some things that even the Gen Z kids are like, what are you talking about? So they're like coming up with their whole new language. But clocked it is something I haven't heard out of my kids' mouths. But it is the teenager's new favorite phrase. Google says searches for it are just hit an all-time high. So I don't know if that means people are seeing it and trying to figure out what that means, or if people are hearing it and trying to figure out what they're talking about or what. But why it's on a Google search, I don't know. But what it means is what you think. To notice something and make a mental note. Clocked it. Like, whatever we're talking about on the radio right now, if somebody hears us and they're like, oh, boom, September 25th, clocked it, right? Like, that makes sense. So kids are using it in a much broader way than their parents would have. What did this mom on TikTok talk about, Dave?
All right, so a TikTok mom explained different ways it's been used. They might say, your nails look nice, clocked it. So, you know, we may say that if we end up with purple fingernails. Or they may hear some juicy gossip and say, Clocked That Tee. It's been popular on social media since last year, but trending right now partly because more kids and parents have been hearing it since the new school year started up. Using the word clocked, it describes something you notice really isn't new at all. Merriam-Webster says the first known usage was almost a century ago, way back in 1929. So yes, indeed, it's been around a lot longer than TikTok. There is the moral
really
of the story.
That.
Clocked it.
Clocked it. I get it. Clocked it. Because now I can turn around. I love, there's nothing more that I love in the world is when my kids, or especially again my daughter, because the 12-year-old seems to be all up about the language and the styles and the things like that, more so than the teenager. But when she tells me things that are, you know, that she thinks are all theirs in terms of their age group, I'm like, sorry, kid. That's been happening for a long time. So I love that I get to bring this one back around. So I'll wait until I hear it first. I'm definitely not going to try and say it because she'll look at me like I'm crazy or like they say, cray cray. Yeah. But I do like clocked that tea because I didn't know the tea thing until just a few weeks ago. So in case anyone's wondering what that means, spill the tea means gossip.
Yep.
So that means telling all.
Telling all.
Let's not do that. Gossip is only hurtful. Yeah. Gossip is not a good thing.
No.
So don't spill the tea. Clock that. Don't spill the tea.
Yeah. Nope. We're not going to gossip. Emily, you'll be back at 7:40. We're celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If someone knows a local one, it's text those now, 608-355-9970. The Morning Show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry. Here is Belinda Carlisle on Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven our place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. When the night
makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder, wonder. Well, here come the man with a look in his eye. It's fair on nothing but full of pride. Look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lived. The devil inside, every single one of us. The devil inside, devil inside, the devil inside, every single one of us. The devil inside. Flesh on the mind. Words and weapons sharp on the knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, every single one of us, the devil inside. Oh.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley on your Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. As a reminder, we will be celebrating celebrity birthdays around 7:40 a.m. this morning. If you know someone that's celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, and tap text to send us those birthday wishes now. As a reminder, we want you to fall into savings over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big with our fall sale and extra 15% off everything in the MaxFMBigDeals.com store today. No code required. You just need to purchase those items and check out before 11:59 p.m. tonight. Again, the fall sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. An extra 15% off all day long. Shop local and save big. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on MaxFM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Good morning, welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have a real estate auction ending at 11 a.m. for a four-acre property with a single-family home located near Loganville. More details can be found on our website at gavinbros.com. On Thursday, we have the Duerth Boat, Skid Steer, Tool, and More auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview today at the property located near Nacita from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Then on Friday, we have a preview day for the Carl F. Stotts & Sons retirement auction from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Carl F. Stotts & Sons in Wanakee. Selling this time will be skid steers, machinery, also a lot of parts, tools, and other items. Again, that's the Carl F. Stotts & Sons retirement auction. This is the third sale in a series of sales for them. There's a preview day Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. That online-only auction will end Monday at 9 a.m. Check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report. Tonight will be a night off for Baraboo High School Athletics, resuming on Thursday night with girls varsity golf at Watertown at 3 p.m., tennis at DeForest High School at 4:15 p.m. on Thursday, for both the JV and varsity teams. Cross country resumes Thursday at 4:15 p.m. at Belleville High School, as well as 8th grade volleyball at the Reedsburg Webb Middle School at 4:30 p.m. And the 7th grade team will be playing at Reedsburg at 4:30 p.m. as well. We will see the JV soccer team playing Madison West High School at 5 p.m. on Thursday night. This is Dave Grant with your local Max FM Sports Report.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the 4th. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelly says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. And you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop it down to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. You can get faster internet with more options and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Reedsburg's maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed.
into the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:40 a.m. on Wednesday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Tomorrow, a very slight chance of afternoon shower and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny, a high of 82. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low of 58. On Friday, again, a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, cooling down to a high of 77. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're looking at slight chances of showers and thunderstorms throughout the weekend. Highs near 78 degrees. Currently, it is 63 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Emily, what a beautiful summer morning out there.
I know. It's summer and fall all mixed together. It's really awesome. It's like cooled down a touch, but it's going to get warmed up and feels great. This is my favorite right now. So September 17th, what a great day. We're also celebrating celebrity birthdays today on September 17th. 17th?
17th? What's in your coffee this morning, Emily?
I have the coffee. I don't know what's happening.
With what in it?
Frothed milk. Thank you very little, because I have my little espresso machine that I love so much. Ooh. And so I do that little fancy steamed frothy milk.
What?
It's just like a mini espresso machine, and we did get it for like a garage sale, so it's not anything super fancy, but it just, all it does, it makes one cup of nice strong coffee that tastes really good.
Mm.
It's not all watered down like a drip, you know, and then right. It's got that little wand on the side, and you just psh, 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 just like a fancy barista.
How does that go again?
A fancy cup of coffee. Love it. It's great. Packs a punch, too. Got to tell you.
I
just
meet
them for my high schooler, so we're going to have to see about that.
How does happy that birthday to Ella. Go again?
Ella Purnell is 20. Okay, stop making fun of me. Ella Purnell is 29. Jackie Taylor on Yellow Jackets. That is such a good show. It's a little disturbing, just so you know. She also plays Lucy McLean on Fallout and the voice of Jinx on Arcane. Patrick Mahomes is 30 today. Well, time for him to retire. Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
Sorry. Isn't that old for football players? I don't actually know.
That's,
I don't mean anything by that, Patrick,
age.
If you're listening, or anyone who's a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know. That was probably a bigger statement than I meant. That was just off the top of my head. I feel like, isn't that old for football players?
It's like, getting up there. I mean, but you look at like Aaron Rodgers, who's still playing, just saying, you know, and sometimes players go past their prime. We should move along with celebrity birthday. So,
sorry, I think that was a big. I don't mean anything by that at all. That just came like that. That's the non-filter part of my brain. Go for it.
Opinions of the morning show don't necessarily resent those at Civic Media, Max FM, or Dave Nemley in the morning. Danielle Brooks is 36. Leota on Peacemaker. Alexander Overchin is 40. Let's see. We have Neil Blomkamp is 46. Director of Gran Turismo. And some others, including Asylum and District 9. Oh, we got some huge birthdays on this list. Sam Ismail is 48, Mr. Robot Creator. And then we have Constantine Marolis, 50, the original American Idol rocker. He was the star of Broadway's Rock of Ages, but only get a cameo in the movie, and I'll catch this one too. Wendy's favorite NASCAR driver, just kidding. Jimmy Johnson is 50. He was one of the top drivers in NASCAR, semi-retired, partial co-owner of a team in NASCAR. And Emily, who do you see next on our list?
This next one makes me laugh because there's a family reason why it's funny, but it's still funny. Austin St. John is 51. Jason, the original Red Ranger on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. My children, not to talk too much about them, but just we have a joke in our family because they really liked Power Rangers. And so it was Power Ranging in our house. And Red Ranger and Pink Ranger were the favorites. The Red Ranger, yeah, there was something weird in the news about, I don't know if it was that guy or a different guy, but somebody got into some trouble. So who knows? That show was not great. I'm just going to say.
No.
That is my opinion. And I don't
necessarily represent the opinions of Civic Media or Max FM.
It was just so tacky. Okay. Anyways, not tacky at all is Vinny by Vinny from Naughty by Nature is 55. And we're gonna skip that little liner note there. But didn't we just celebrate Naughty by Nature birthday like what, yesterday?
It was yesterday or the day before, I mean, it's just it must be the OPP birthday week.
I guess you might have to play it again. I don't know.
No, once a week is enough. Let's not get Dave in trouble for messing with the playlist. Not that I would do that. Dougie Fresh is 59. He was a rapper who may have been the world's greatest human beatbox.
Kyle, for sure.
Yeah, he is.
So good.
Kyle Chandler is 60. Hal Jordan on the upcoming Lantern Superhero series. You may also know him as Deputy Rayburn on Bloodline and Coach Taylor on Friday Night Lights. Director Bryan Singer is 60. Bohemian Rhapsody, The Usual Suspects, Superman Returns, and most of the X-Men movies. This is a big one that Emily and I will remember from our childhood. Dustin Nygoon is 63. Vin Von Tran on 21 Jump Street. Emily, you remember that show?
Oh, yeah. I watched that religiously. I loved that show.
Me too.
Everyone was so cool. I, like, wanted to be them, of course. Maybe I'm not the only one. But I had some pretty significant interest in working in law enforcement of some kind. But I wanted to be like them. Like, I didn't want to actually be, like, a normal cop. I wanted to be like them. Like, the street, like, crazy kids who get, like, hired to be undercover. Like, it was, like, the coolest show ever. I do think that was, like, I mean... Let's give a little comparison. 21 Jump Street, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Come on now.
Yeah.
This is why I can
Big
say
difference.
That one was tacky. That was around the same time. I'm just saying. Maybe and a little bit different, but
the key phrase was you said you didn't want to be normal.
Well, that ship has sailed, clearly. Kevin Clash is 65, former voice of Elmo on Sesame Street. Not a super big fan of Elmo.
Yeah, we're going to move that one right along to our next one.
Rita Rudner, though, she is fantabulous. I love that word, by the way. I think I made it up, but I don't really think I did. I just like using it and pretending like I made it up. Rita Rudner, 72, everybody. She is a comedian who is fabulous. She has been doing Vegas shows since 2000. That's pretty cool to be like a resident Vegas performer. And not everybody makes it that long or wants to make it that long, but I think it's as an entertainer, if you don't want to be like wondering what's next, like that's not a bad decision to just be like, I'm just going to play in Vegas forever.
Right.
You know, like it's constant work and you're always going to have a good crowd, right? I mean, so good for her. Elvira is 74, the mistress of the dark. Love Elvira. Love Elvira dressed up as her. Well, kind of her. Like, just kind of like the dark-haired, like, goth lady for Halloween one year. And it's just great. She's just great. I just love Elvira. So she's 74. Right, you know, we're getting into fall. That seems appropriate. Phil Jackson is 80. Zen master and retired Los Angeles Lakers coach. I didn't know anything about him being a Zen master. Do you know anything about that?
I didn't. I knew he was Nelly Lakers coach, but I did not know that one. No, normally we don't talk about those that have passed, but we have a couple of big ones on here. John Ritter would have celebrated a birthday. We remember him from Three's Company. And then one of the larger ones, obviously, is Hank Williams Sr. I mean, just something that, you know, Hank Williams did a lot for music, and that's why I mentioned that one today. But, and one thing I do want to mention, we always talk about calendar days. Now, I'm going to preview one of our big Friday ones. We're 2 days away from one of my favorite days, International Talk Like a Pirate Day, matey. Arrgh!
Why is that one of your favorite days, Dave?
I wonder. I can talk like a pirate.
Okay, all right, you guys. I think it's coming on Friday. I challenge you, Dave.
Yeah,
you're going to have to talk like a pirate for the entire morning show. Just do it.
No one wants
As Nike
to hear
says,
that.
Just do it.
Right. I'll have to find my eye patch and get an eye patch that day. You know, I think we could
Will
have
that
a little
make you talk like a pirate better? Because no one can see the eye patch.
There is a reason we don't have a live studio camera in here. And the shenanigans that ensue is the reason why. Now, of course, we've been talking about doing some live streaming as we have guests in here and so forth, or maybe for Purple Thursday if we hit that $2,500 goal before Friday. And then I said, yes, we will live stream some shenanigans during that. But, you know, yeah, there is a reason we don't have a camera in here. I mean, I've got headphone hair. No one wants to see that this early in the morning, you know?
That's a thing only us radio personalities get to actually have is headphone hair.
Right. Of course.
Actually, that's not true. A lot of people wear headphones nowadays, like the big ones that we have on. But back in the day, they were, that's not true. Maybe DJs, you know, DJs in the 80s wore them too, I suppose. But back in the day, we just had those little headphones, right? With those crappy little, you know.
With
little,
our Walkmans.
The Walkman. They were metal. They were not, the little ear part would always fall off. And then you'd have to get that plastic thing, like poking you in the ear. It was just not great.
They were horrible. And of course, one of our coworkers is dissing me this morning and saying, "Who are you kidding? You can't even walk straight when you have both eyes open. Don't cover one." And does anyone want to take a guess which employee is sending that in to me this morning?
My guess is it's the one that you are married to. So good luck with you guys' relationship later today. Just saying. I love how you just brought back the word diss, by the way. I want that to come back. I don't hear
me
anybody
too.
Say you just said this. I don't even think you were aware that you said that. Came out.
It did. It just literally, bleh, you know, somehow it just, you know, it just, you know, it's how I talk. I mean, it just, I'm not trying
some
to diss
those,
anyone or anything.
That slang doesn't leave our brains. And sometimes when it's just appropriate, it just comes out and we're like, oh, I just said diss. Oh my God. It's because it was Wendy. He was doing it.
Yeah. I didn't name any names. I'm just saying one of our employees.
Sorry.
But you may or may not be right. We'll just leave that one alone.
All
so,
right. Fair enough.
We will be back at 8:10 this morning. More shenanigans on the morning show because, you know, that's what we're all about. And this one is kind of ironic. We're at 8:10. We're going to talk about the top office distractions.
Ooh, I don't know. Squirrel, what?
Squirrel.
The window, what?
Oh, what's going on outside the window of the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in the Weicker Great Day building? I mean, the window is the ultimate distraction for me. Let's see if that is in our distraction list. Tune in at 8:10 for that. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Pick your own grapes at Oakwood Fruit Farm. They're great for juice and jelly. Remember your apples, Honeycrisp, McIntosh, Cortland, and many more. Sip on fresh apple cider, grab some donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies from the bakery. Tuesday means 10% off all apples that you buy, plus mums, squash, and pumpkins to brighten your porch. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily 9 to 5. Just follow those signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Step into an evening where history is poured by the glass. At Wagons & Wine, Circus World's legendary wagons transform into stations for a grand tasting tour. Wander the grounds as 12 historic wagons each feature wines from Wisconsin wineries, making every stop a new flavor and a fresh story. Savor treats for purchase, sip to live music, and enjoy captivating entertainment all around you. It's a rare chance to experience Circus World After Hours, where vintage craftsmanship and exquisite vintages meet. Tickets at circusworld.org.
You thought you knew the Habitat for Humanity Restore? Well, think again. We've got some brand new items in store for you. Brand new houseware straight from the floor of Macy's, new Kohler faucets and Brone range hoods while supplies last, brand new area rugs made right here in Wisconsin. If you haven't been here in a while, we got a new management, new pricing, and a whole new look. You thought you knew the Restore? Well, think again. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Ah, Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
Mm-mm, I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
What's the good love?
99.7